Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Psalm 22 speaks of the sufferings of Christ. It's a prophetic psalm. And Psalm 22:22 says this, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Again, this is a prophecy that sometime in the ministry of Jesus that he's going to sing in the congregation. Well, when did he sing in the congregation? Talk about Jesus. There's only one time recorded in the New Testament where Jesus sang. And Doug, don't answer this, okay? Yes, who said Last Supper? Remember, at the Last Supper is the only time recorded that Jesus sang. He had the Last Supper with him. Matter of fact, in Matthew chapter number 26, verse number 30, they observed Lord's Supper. And by the way, just so you know, we observed Lord's Supper a couple weeks ago. I mentioned, again, that great painting by Michelangelo where it said the Last Supper and Jesus sitting at a table with, there were 12 apostles. Of course, he painted a wonderful painting, and I can't even draw stick men. You know, a wonderful picture, everybody knows about it. But that, just so you know, when the Lord observed the Lord's Supper, Judas was not there. At the Passover, they were all there, remember? Okay, I don't want to get off track here, but it's so important you understand this thought, that Jesus washed the disciples' feet. They were in the upper room. Remember the story about washing the feet? And Peter said, what? You know, you ain't going to wash my feet. Yeah, well, if I can't wash your feet, Peter, you won't have no part in me. Well, wash me from the head to my toe. And Jesus said, well, you don't need that. But anyway, and then he observed the Passover. While he was observing the Passover with his disciples, those 12 apostles, he said, one of you that sits at the table is going to betray me. And they went around the table. Is it I? Is it I? Is it I? And Jesus said, it's the one that I dip this bread into the sop and give it to them. Remember that? Well, the Bible says that Jesus dipped the bread and gave it to Judas. And he told Judas, what thou doest, do quickly. And the Bible says that Judas went out immediately. As soon as he ate of that bread, if he ate it or not. But anyway, as soon as he got that, he left immediately. And the disciples thought, well, maybe he's going to go buy money for the poor or whatever, because he was had the money bags, the treasure. And let me say one other thing while I'm on this. Get me back here about Lord's Supper. There's a big series on called The Chosen. How many of y'all are watching The Chosen? I've been watching it, okay? But don't let that series affect your theology of the Bible. There's a lot of things in there that are not biblical. A lot. I mean, it's good. I'm glad there's some stuff in there that at least there's a theme. I liked the first season, the second season, not so much. I gave up on that. The third season, I'm just going to watch. They said the last one was the best one, the last episode of season number 3. But let me give you an example. When Jesus in season number 2, get me back, Gorman. Okay, did you catch this? Did you watch it? All right, when Jesus is preparing the Sermon on the Mount, he's actually out there, remember that? And Matthew's writing all this down. And Jesus could not get that Sermon on the Mount together. We're talking about Jesus. And he's rehearsing. Well, maybe I should say, remember that? I said, you know, this, yeah. No, and then Matthew said, maybe you should say this. Yeah, that's a good idea, you know. I'll say, well, remember that? And I'm sitting there watching it with Kayla. And I've just, you know, other things. Mary Magdalene, remember, she went back and was drinking again. Remember all that? And why do they have to add these things that aren't not in Bible? I just said all that to say, just Hollywood or whoever else, all right, don't let them teach you doctrine. All right, it's from the Word of God. Same thing with Michelangelo's painting, The Last Supper. Judas was not there. He left. Okay, and then Jesus is there. He prepared their Lord's Supper after they ate of the bread and drunk of the fruit of the vine. We find in verse number 30, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. That's when Jesus sang in the congregation. Mark chapter number 14, verse number 26. Again, we see when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Why is that so important? Because in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 12, it says, I, Jesus Christ, will declare thy name unto thy brethren. Who is thy name? Who's he speaking to? I will declare thy name. Not a trick question. Not a rhetorical question. Don't be scared. God. Jesus said, I'm going to declare thy name unto my brethren. Ain't it great that Jesus Christ calls us his brethren? Now, nowhere in Scripture is it telling us to call Jesus our brother. The difference. And that's a whole other story, okay? It's interesting. I wish I could get into that. But anyway, I will declare to thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. I have a note here. I'm going to move on. If Jesus sang in the midst of the church, Psalm 22 talked about that. We read it in Matthew. We read it in Mark. And then again here in Hebrews chapter number 2, he sang in the church. How can you sing in a church? How could you sing in a church if it was not in existence? Hey, come on. Y'all are welcome. Come on in. How could you sing in a church if it wasn't in existence? Are y'all paying attention to me? Don't get distracted. Okay. I'd say 98% of the people, evangelicals and denominations, will tell you that the church began on the day of Pentecost. Have you heard that? Of course you've heard that. If you listen to other preachers, other Bible commentators, most people will tell you that the church began on the day of Pentecost. Lack of a better term, that's heresy. Jesus began his church during his personal ministry on the shores of Galilee when he called out Peter, James, and John, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. That's when Jesus began his church. I could take you to passages of scriptures to show that to you. They were baptized by John the Baptist and all this, and you know the story there. Jesus took those who were baptized by John the Baptist, they were soundly saved, scripturally baptized, and he began his church during his personal ministry. Don't let anybody tell you that the church began on the day of Pentecost. Jesus began the church. On the day of Pentecost, the church was empowered to do what God had told them to do. Jesus had told them to do, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He told them, you wait and you will be endued with power from on high. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. So the church began during Jesus' ministry, not on the day of Pentecost. And this is another text to show that I will sing in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Again, the thought is, how can you sing in a church if it's not in existence? Obviously, the church was in existence. Let's move on to verse number 13. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Remember when I told you, beginning our studies in the book of Hebrews, that no other book in the New Testament quotes the Old Testament like the book of Hebrews. Remember I mentioned that? All through the New Testament, from Matthew, there's 27 books, from Matthew to Revelation, the book of Hebrews looks back in the Old Testament, takes passages out of the Old Testament, all through the book of Hebrews more than any other book in the New Testament. Why is that? Because it's the book of Hebrews. They had the Old Testament. So he would take verses out of the Old Testament, bring something they would be familiar with. And here again in verse number 13 is a passage of scripture that they would be familiar with. He already quoted the previous verse, Psalm 22:22. Well, this one's from Isaiah 8:18. Verse number 13 in Hebrews chapter number 2 is a quote from Isaiah 8:18 that says this, behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me. And it continues on. The same quote we find in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 13. Behold, I and the children which God hath given me. By the way, aren't you glad that we're a love gift to the Father? John, to Christ, we're literally God's love gift to the Son. We are God's love gift to the Son. That's how I should say it. In John chapter number 17, verse number 6. This is Jesus' prayer.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 8th at 6 p.m. to hear the Old Paths Quartet in concert. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.